Actually, it's interesting how we can't do the presentation. Interesting that as soon as you want to do that presentation, it pops up.
Do you know where Charles went? Is he out there? Or?
He just went to make a phone call.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it's like something happened in this
website. Yeah, because it was the gigahertz that it was transmitting at that system last time. They're coming back on the 7th, I reckon we run it through them.
All right, we'll get underway. Meeting opened, 6 p.m. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. Council meetings are public meetings. Council chambers are not a parliament and parliamentary privilege does not apply. Elected members and staff are being held personally liable if comments are defamatory or breach any duty of confidentiality. Statements made during council meetings are solely those of the person making them. Nothing expressed at a council meeting can be attributed to the Shire unless it is adopted by a resolution of council. The confirmed minutes of a council meeting are the official record. Verbatim minutes are not required. Please make sure phones are off or on silent. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. We have all in attendance with apologies from Councillor Kaltenreuter and from Carolyn Mallett. Any requests for leave of absence? Deputations, presentations, petitions. Now we have public question time. Sue White, would you like to read us your questions? Yes, thank you.
You want me to move a chair over there, Sue?
Yeah, I can stand this long. I won't want you too long. Mr. President, councillors, thank you for taking the time to listen to me once again. Firstly, I would like to ask which plan. Is it that one, which was listed on the October agenda, October 24 agenda, or is it this one that was given out by the office this morning when someone went to ask for the plans on the recreation center? I could not find attachment 9.5.1A, which was listed on the agenda for tonight. If it is the alterations to the current football club rooms, then I congratulate the Shire and the councillors involved in the renamed Recreation and Evacuation Centre. I must admit, I was not in favour of the original plan, but as it is now classified as an evacuation centre, I can see some use for it. However, I noticed that in all the discussions about the plan and what it should and should not include, there is no mention of a management plan on its completion that I could find. I realise that this is probably considered to be a bit early, but surely there should be some thought as to what this should contain. So now my question is, has council or the recreation committee discussed, decided who will manage this revitalised building? Will it be the Shire? Will there be a charge involved in the hire of the building? Who will be responsible for the cleaning, bookings, etc.? Will the kitchen be a registered one? Will the emergency services be involved with the upkeep and or management, since it is classified as an evacuation centre? In times of emergency, who will supply the beds, should they be needed for overnight stays? What provision has been made for power outages which may occur? When I mention the beds, I'm thinking of 1980, Aldi, next question relates to the new river pump and the heating of the swimming pool. And also when you pull on back on that again. Back in November 2024, the heated pool committee broke their term deposit and paid the shark $8,656 for the replacement pump for the river, which cost them an extra $130 a year. That's because we broke the term deposit. We have received a receipt and had been told we would get a letter of thanks. I have looked through all the minutes of the meetings before and since and have not once seen a public acknowledgement of this donation. I raise the matter now, as I wonder if councillors know that this transaction actually did take place. Somewhat later than sought, as the committee was waiting for Shire administration to advise some details which the bank required before releasing the money. There has been no letter of thanks received either, but I realise that time of year, at this time of year, the staff are probably stretched. Another tree, still on the pool. Last year, I did request some breakdown information on spending listed under the swimming pool. I'm still waiting for this, but hopefully now all the staff are back on deck after their annual break. This may be forthcoming. And finally, in last month's figures, I noticed a list of public toilets in the shop that the Shire looks after, and was very surprised to see that while the toilet at Tone Bridge Resting Place is mentioned, there is no mention of the toilet at Jay's Bridge. This was put in place through the auspices of Mr. Tourism himself, the late Wally Hales, and the Boyle Brook Tourism Association. At one stage, following Wally's demise, certain people connected with Maynard Progress Association kept an eye on this facility. However, I guess with the affluxion of time, this has fallen by the wayside. Since the Jay's Bridge site is a free camping site, well used, does the council know of the toilet's existence and could it be added to those that are taken care of by the shop? Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah. On that. So thank you for those questions, Sue. The first one, yes, the item 9.5.1 does relate to the Evacom Sports Centre, but it relates to a precinct covering that. So it's the whole region. So it covers from the hockey right through to the tennis. And probably includes the music park.
The October meeting that was passed only relates to the football club building expansion.
So there's a project there that's happening, and this is the precinct master plan for the whole area, which we've got to get over the line as part of the development. Your second question, and thank you, we very much appreciate the funds. That item is actually in our agenda today. So you will be getting a letter. It's come to council. In terms of question three, the information sought, we'll take that one on notice and get a response to you. And on question four, with the toilet at Jay's Bridge, I would suggest was an oversight, and thank you for bringing it to our attention. So you'll get a detailed response in writing on all those questions. Thank you very much. Declarations of interest. Yes, Councillor King. Was that financial proximity or
impartiality?
Thank you. Any other declarations? Yes, Councillor O'Connor?
Impartiality.
Okay, item 6.1, Ordinary Council Meeting Minutes, 19th of December 2024. We have an officer recommendation. Moved. Councillor O'Connell, seconded Councillor King. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried unanimous. 6.2, Lapool Committee Contribution. We have... we have a recommendation. Moved. Councillor King, seconded Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. 6.3, Out of Session Resolution. We have an officer recommendation. Moved. Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor Caldwell. Any questions? Councillor Ingalls?
They started work down there yet?
Through the chair, correct. They have started today. It's going to take them roughly 3 or 4 days to finish it.
Okay, communications to come. Oh, emailed. Oh, that's a different matter. Yeah. 9.1, operational services.
Do we vote on that?
Oh, sorry. What did we do there? So we've moved and seconded. And we didn't vote. Sorry about that. All those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you very much. 9.1.1, Budget Amendment, Community Resource Centre Stumping. We have an officer recommendation. Moved Councillor King, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions in relation to that item? Put the item. All those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 9.2.1, List of Accounts Paid December 2024. We have an officer recommendation.
Through the chair, we do have a impartiality interest from Councillor King on that item.
Thank you. Yours is not.
No, mine is the CLC one.
OK. Do we have a mover for that? Moved Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor O'Connell. Any questions in relation to those accounts? Councillor Ingalls?
Just on the police licensing, is that licensing of the cars in Boybrook, or what is police licensing?
Through the chair, I'll defer that one to Melbourne.
The police licensing is for all motor vehicles that the Shire receives the income for. So it could be a car that's in Boybrook, it could be a motor vehicle from Perth, someone's pricing through, they want to pay the driver's licence, pay the motor vehicle registration, licence their trailer. Anything that's paid to Department of Transport is the police licensing income. Right. So it comes in one hand and it goes out the other. So effectively we're like a balancing account, if you like. We receive $5,000 today for someone who's paid a truck licence, that's debited from the account tomorrow.
So we don't actually end up.
Not off that kind of money. They then, exactly, they effectively pay us a handling fee once a month based on the turnover for the previous month.
So that's on an average bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? They're unanimous. Thanks. 9.2.2, Monthly Statement of Financial Activity for the period ending 31st of December 2024. We have a recommendation. Moved. Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor O'Connell. Any questions?
I just had that question regarding the report detail and the changing of the graph.
Yep.
Which.
Through the chair, we'll have a look into it.
No further questions. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thanks. 9.3.1, Boybrook Early Learning Centre, Monthly Activity Report for December 2024. We have an officer recommendation. Moved Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions? Councillor Ingalls. Pardon me.
Is it still going, is still looking prosperous for the REIT to take over at the end of the financial year?
During the year, yes. Karen's busy with the contracts at the moment. The lady from Reed's unfortunately on leave for a couple of weeks, but yes, we're still on track to have it done before the end of the financial year.
What do we get out of it? We get a business taken off our hands that, and somebody, and obviously they're going to run it and do all the charging and everything.
Correct. Through the chair, they take over the full running of it. We don't have the trainers or the educators on our books at all anymore. They take it over completely.
Yep. So we'll still just have to maintain the building. Is that part of the deal? Or
part of the contract is some of the maintenance, but they actually take over a lot more of the maintenance that would normally be done. So things like internal painting and all that, that is for their account now, not ours. We'll only look at the structural side of things, yep, and then maintaining the garden.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, Councillor Caldwell.
Yeah, just relating to that, because that is budgeted to break even or make a small profit after that changeover to new management, are they paying us a small fee or anything to help cover at the moment if we're making $20,000 a year out of it, not making it, it'd be reinvested back in the business, but no cost effectively? We're still due maintenance of the building and those things, so will they be paying us anything, or will that then become a $50,000 loss each year?
Yeah, through the chair, that's what we're busy negotiating with them at the moment. Generally, they do peppercorn leases with all the other uses. I think if you take out the actual business itself and add in the time that other officers spend on actually trying to run that and the other functions that's due, we are saving money even with that $20,000 that we get from them.
So if it's a peppercorn rent and the upkeep in that building, it'd be spent. So we'd be at just for maintenance of the grounds and building, and we mow the lawns and stuff as well. Is it so? It's going to cost us what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year.
So at this stage, we do the lawns already. So yes, the idea would be that we still maintain the lawns for them, and then the maintenance that we do ourselves. But that's only structural maintenance, and not as much as the other maintenance on other buildings.
So it'd be similar to the caravan park that we're doing all the maintenance and upkeep of buildings, but potentially running at a significant cost.
It'd be difficult to say what we'll be running at this stage. Only once they've actually taken it over, we'll be able to get proper figures for you.
Any other questions? Motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous, thanks. 9.3.2, Boyertbrook Medical Services, monthly activity report for December 2024. We have an officer recommendation moved. Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions in relation to that report? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous, thanks. 9.3.3, Rylington Park Monthly Activity Report for December 2024. We have the officer recommendation moved. Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions? Put the motion. Oh, is that a question? Councillor Ingalls?
How did the crops end up out there? There's no feedback on here for how the crops went or what sort of income they got from them. That's all?
For December? I believe the crops were done after this report December fair, but I think we do have a Ryanton Park meeting next week sometime, and I'm sure Peter will be able to give us how the crops went there.
Any other questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous, thanks. 9.3.4, Boyertbrook Caravan Park, monthly report for December 2024. We have the officer recommendation moved. Councillor King, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous, thanks. 9.3.5, Boyertbrook Swimming Pool, monthly report for December 24. offers a recommendation. Move Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Any questions in relation to that item? The motion, all those in favour? Carried unanimous, thanks. 9.3.6, annual report and annual financial report. Officer recommendation, moved Councillor Connell, seconded Councillor Alexander.
Can we add in that the changes? Oh, I'm sorry.
Through the chair, we have made the amendment as per the Finance and Risk Improvement Committee.
Yep.
Got to get the name right.
Yes. Thank you. Any other questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried unanimous, thanks. 9.3.7, Shire Boybrook Bushfire Risk Management Plan 2024-26. We have an officer recommendation. Moved Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor O'Connell. Question, Councillor O'Connell.
I'm sorry, I should have brought this up at the briefing. There is a difference in the size of the Shire in the figures.
Yeah,
I think I've emailed the details through to you before. And some of the other things don't correspond.
Through the chair, we'll have a look at that when we do the long the annual report as well.
Any other questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimous. 9.3.8, bushfire mitigation activities report. We have an officer recommendation. Moved Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions in relation to that? I have a question. Was there any contact, feedback, engagement from community groups?
Nothing that we've had any so far. We did meet with the Wilga Association, well, not the Wilga Association, a representative from Wilga, but we haven't had anything from anybody else.
Okay. Any other questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried unanimous, thanks. 9.3.9, budget amendment, removal of trees at the Boybrook District High School. We have the officer recommendation. Moved Councillor King, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions in relation to that? Sorry.
That number's to 4,000, I thought it was going to cost.
Yeah, I just need an amendment to
So would you like to move an amendment to that effect, Councillor Caldwell?
I'd leave it to you. Move amendment to increase the amount by from 2,000 to 4,000 to cover the additional cost for mulching.
So through the chair, I'll see that as a minor amendment, which wouldn't require a whole new thing. We can just amend it directly in there.
I'll move it.
Okay. Who do we have seconded? That one, Councillor Zander. Yeah. We already had them. Sorry, Darren.
Darren moved.
So you're happy with that, Darren? Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Any questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thanks. 9.3.10, Delegation of Authority Registered Review 2025. We have the officer recommendation. Moved Councillor King, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions in relation to that? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, thank you. Unanimous. 9.3.11, Regulation 17 review. We have the officer recommendation. Moved Councillor Sorry. Councillor Alexander seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thanks. 9.3.12, Terms of Reference, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. The officer recommendation moved. Councillor Alexander seconded. Councillor O'Connell. Any questions in relation to that?
I do have a question. When will we appoint the chairperson? Because it says the committee shall consist of a minimum of 8 members. So when we go down to in October, we'll only have 7 members. So we will have a chairperson by then.
Through the chair, it's difficult to say if we will, because the state's still busy working through their layout on exactly when that's going to happen. But we can just amend the terms of reference when it comes to that. We've put in 8 now at the moment because we still have 8 councils.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After the elections, depending on what the state's done with their layout on that,
we might can have just to change just amend it. And just a little bit of formatting required in there too. Thank you.
Any other questions? We'll put the motion. All those in favour? You voting, Helen?
Oh, sorry.
Unanimous, thank you. Okay. 9.4.1, Development Application Home Business, Hairdressing 836 Aspen Siding Road, Boyerbrook. We have the officer recommendation moved. Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Alexander. Any questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thanks. 9.5.1, Recreation Centre Master Plan. We have the officer recommendation moved. Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Any questions? Yes, Sue, would you like to? Yeah, okay.
Because we're the chair, it should be on the website. It's
not, because I looked today.
We'll have a look at that, but we'll definitely make sure it's attached to the minutes.
So if you can have a plan of what you're discussing.
Yeah, look, we all got it, so I'm not quite sure what's happened there. We've all got a copy of that, and it's in.
If you can put it on the website.
Yep.
Thank you.
So. No further questions. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Carried 6-1. 10.1, Regional Operations Advisory Committee Minutes. For the 5th of December 24, we have the officer recommendation for unconfirmed minutes be received. Moved Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor O'Connell. Any questions? Put motion, all those in favour? Carried unanimous. We have no notice of motions of previous notice or late items. Or urgent business or confidential items. No further business. Meeting closed at 6:29. Thank you very much.
Can you just tell us if we ask questions about the agenda? Because otherwise, we
just need to. Just so you're aware, Sue, we have a briefing meeting prior to council, and in that there's a lot of questions and feedback on information that occurs on the agenda, all the items in the agenda. So even though it looks like we rush through things a bit at the meeting, yeah, just so you're aware that we are discussing things and yeah, we